This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week's FFA chapter update comes to you from the Northwestern FFA chapter in Palmyra. When I visited their chapter, I was able to meet and talk with three FFA members. We talked today with the Northwestern FFA chapter, and we're going to be hearing from a few FFA members, but first we're going to talk with Tucker Lawner. Tucker, could you tell us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
I'm a senior currently, and I'm the chapter president as well as the Section 15 vice president. So I'm in charge of basically everybody in the chapter, of all the projects and everything.
And how's that going for you so far this year?
It's interesting. It's a very busy job, and I love it, though. I mean, it helps keep me busy and helps keep me interested in what I love, and that's agriculture.
Well, it's definitely good to hear that you're enjoying it so far. Something that the chapter is working on is you have a new aquaculture center. Could you tell us what that's going to involve and a little about it?
Well, an aquaculture center is basically, it's a hydroponics center where you use water and nutrients in order to grow plants instead of using traditional soil. And we are currently, we haven't put them in the aquaculture center yet, but we are growing cucumbers and lettuce to put in there. And eventually we might sell it in a farmer's market later in order to make a profit off of it.
Are there several students involved with this or just a select few, or does everyone kind of help out?
Everyone generally helps out, but the main facilitators of the project is horticulture class, which we handle with all the greenhouse projects.
Something else that keeps you busy is you also have a record book. Tell us what the main focus of your record book is.
My record book is on forage production, and what's involved with it is I do a couple of acres on our family farm of alfalfa, actually. We do both round and square bales, and I was lucky enough to attain my FFA state degree this year for all of my progress that I made.
And with your record book, I'm assuming you keep records about when you're cutting the hay, baling, and also I'm assuming you sell it as well?
Yes, actually. I have to keep track of basically every single thing that I do with the alfalfa, and I have to record every sale in a receipt list too. So there's a lot of work involved with it.
Do you sell to mostly local people, or does it vary?
It varies at times. I mean, we had an established customer base from when my dad had previously done alfalfa before. But I've also been out branching a little bit and selling to more people out of area just to try and, you know, grow my stock, I guess.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that update. Next, we're going to hear from Montana Thursby. Montana, can you tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved with the FFA chapter?
I'm a freshman. I'm at the green hand level in the Northwestern FFA chapter.
You guys have been involved with several CDEs or career development events. A couple of those just took place recently. What were they, and did you guys have any luck?
We just got finished with a dairy contest, and we had a member, Dakota King, place 7th individually at the varsity level, so that was pretty exciting. We have the poultry contest coming up in February during National FFA Week, so we are looking forward to that since we host it.
You also have a record book as well. You're going to be starting one. What is your record book going to be focused on?
My record book is going to be focused on equine science. I have a total of 32 horses at home that I have to take care of and ride and make sure they get fed. And so I plan on keeping track of all the expenses that it takes to take care of my horses and all the profit that I make from selling them or selling their babies. And so I'm pretty excited and looking forward to starting that.
Do you show your horses at all or compete in any competitions?
Yes, I barrel race. I am mostly involved in the NBHA, that's International Barrel Horse Association. I barrel race in Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee quite often. Illinois doesn't have as big of a barrel racing industry as you would think, so we have to travel out of state to go to the bigger shows.
Well, I'm sure that keeps you very busy, and thank you for that update. And next, we're going to hear from Peyton Arnett. And Peyton, could you tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved with the Northwestern FFA chapter?
I am a freshman at Northwestern. I'm a green hand.
So you're a freshman. The chapter has had several things going on. One of those is that you just finished up a fundraiser. Could you tell us what that fundraiser was for and what you were selling?
All of the members of our chapter did fruit sales, and we go around to our community and we sell fruit, and we sold our record high this year. We sold 694 cases, so that was very exciting for us.
That definitely sounds like you had a very successful fundraiser. You also have a record book that you're going to be starting. Tell us what yours is going to involve.
Mine, just like Montana's, is an equine science record book. And I am mainly in Godfrey, Illinois. That's where my place is. It's where my mother works. So when she goes to work, I go with her. And down there, it's a therapeutic riding barn. So my record book is going to be about how I help teach and teach the lessons and ride the horses, train the horses, feed them, and just take care of them every day.
Well, it sounds like that's going to be keeping you very busy. One other thing that's coming up in February, there's a Section 15 event coming up you guys said you were all looking forward to.
Yes, I've heard from quite a few of the older members that it is a very fun time, and I'm very excited to go.
Once again, that update brought to you from the Northwestern FFA Chapter President Tucker Lawner and FFA members Montana Thursby and Peyton Arnett. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.